young Elvis. He's driving a truck, and we know what he knows. His sweat and hips move the wrong product. In Memphis, behind a thick pane of glass, a stranger daydreams of a voice as tough as a Negro's, but not a Negro's. A voice that slaps instead of twangs, but not a Negro's. When it struts through the door like he knows it will, and opens up, rise the spiky strings of the guitar, pushes the bass line below the belt, reveals the drums for the cheap pimps they really are, in fact, transforms the entire proceedings into a cat house, a lost night. He wets his lips. Already, the young driver is imagining a 20th century birthday present, the one sharp lock of his recorded voice, the awe he intends to shine through her favorite hymns.